The Czech economy faces a record slump due to the coronavirus pandemic, but economist and university rector Danuše Nerudová believes the crisis also presents an opportunity to focus on smart investments in a wide range of areas. The goal, she says, should be twofold: to mitigate the impact of the pandemic and foster advances in sustainable technologies. Brian Kennedy has the details.
Danuše Nerudová, a professor of public finance at Mendel University in Brno, is a member of CoroNerv 20, a group of economists brainstorming how to weather the coronavirus crisis, and also a researcher for Fair Tax EU, a project advancing fair and sustainable taxation and social policy reform to boost economic stability throughout the European Union. As such, she is deeply involved in immediate domestic and long-term international economic and social issues. In an interview for Czech radio, she outlined a range of smart investments she believes the government must focus on, in tandem with offering support to businesses impacted by the pandemic.
Smart investments are those that go into environmental protection technologies, which, for example, make it possible to save electricity, lead to an increase in soil quality, to sustainable farming, to water retention in the countryside, all of which will help in the fight against drought. The current situation shows that the economy theory of unlimited growth has somehow been exhausted, and that GDP is not the only indicator of the true quality of life in the state. For example, a country's economy could grow 3% every year and its citizens lack access to potable water. So it is time, and the coronavirus crisis is a factor in this, to reconsider these economic theories and models. It is key to change the way of thinking and incorporate sustainability into all the economic and social policies the state pursues. Because while we may be able to soon overcome the coronavirus crisis, the problem of drought will still be with us, for which there is no vaccine. This is why sustainability must be at the forefront, and we must invest smartly from the crisis.
Professor Nerudová identifies a range of promising fields into which she believes the Czech Republic should invest within the context of the coronavirus crisis. These include nanotechnology, biotechnology, and chemistry. Among specific initiatives, she advocates investing into electricity storage technologies, such as large-capacity batteries. The reason, in part, is that the Czech Republic has the largest share of coal in its energy mix in Europe, at 43%, which is three times the European Union average. At the same time, it has only 13% renewable sources, three times less than the bloc's average.
Of course, technological change does not happen instantly. This is a long-distance race, so to say, but one our country should definitely take part in. We are exporters of electricity, and we would need technologies that enable energy storage. The Czech energy mix should change gradually so as not to have a major negative economic impact on companies. But we must take into account the negative impact burning coal has on the environment. Studies show that transition to renewable sources by 2050 would lead to a 2% rise in employment in the EU on average and a 7% increase in GDP growth.
Professor Nerudová believes in thinking globally and acting locally, for example, right down to decentralizing electricity generation, not just to smart cities, but smart villages, providing incentives for sustainability among households. The coronavirus crisis, she says, affords a chance to reinterpret cost-benefit analyses for the long term.